And so the question is, okay, so what happens when the person in charge and when he has a Congress that seems prone to kind of give him his head, to let him go where he wants to go, to let him dismantle Obamacare if he wants to dismantle Obamacare, to let him move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem if that's what he wants to do. You know, it's a very scary time, both foreign policy-wise and domestic policy-wise. So you say, well, what do I do? Well, I think that the first thing that we have to do is we have to recognize that there's a strange opportunity here. For most of our – like the interesting thing is I don't think Hillary Clinton would have been a great choice for us. I wasn't excited about her candidacy, not because I don't like her as a person, but because her whole history of service would have told me that the same Wall Street people that have been running stuff would still be running stuff. Like, it would have been business as usual. And frankly, business as usual hasn't been very good for poor people. Business as usual hasn't been very good for a lot of people. And so, but the difference is she would have been, if she would have won, there wouldn't have been this palpable sense of terror that I feel in the streets right now, where people are really scared that a totalitarian regime is trying to come to power. And so the good news is that I think that any illusion that we had that we can simply trust that they will take care of it and that the government knows what it's doing. When George W. Bush was president, I wasn't interested in organizing. I was looking after my own narrow self-interest. So was everybody. You trust the government to do what the government does. You get excited once every 4 years. You vote. You organize a little bit to vote. Now, the one thing I would say is, like, you cannot trust that your government will protect the civil rights of your neighbor. You cannot trust that the government will keep women safe on the streets or keep them from being denigrated in the public square. You can't trust your government to do any of that stuff for you. And so I see a lot of individual people saying, well, how do we band together? We should have a dinner party over at our house, and we could talk about in our own neighborhood how we can make sure that people walking down the street don't get yelled at that way and what we'll do if they do get yelled at that way. And I think there are people that are saying, we can't count on the fact that our kids will be educated in a certain way. So how are we going to supplement their education and teach them the values that we want them to see? I feel like a lot of us are going to have to take personal responsibility for things that we trusted our government to do before.